Is that Liz?
Oh, hello. Can you speak up a bit, please? Is that Mark?
It is, yes.
Oh, crying out loud. Sorry.
Hi.
I suppose you got my letter, did you?
I have, yeah. We received it, yeah.
That's fine. I went down to the council tax office.
You sorry?
I did go to the council tax office.
Okay, yeah.
And there's not much they can do. They told me you signed the agreement, blah, 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 and all the rest of it, you know.
And they haven't provided any help with that?
No. You know, they basically said, look, you know, you've chosen to live at High Beach Shelley Park. As far as they're concerned, it's luxury accommodation, they seem to. Really? See, look, how did I end up here? I just want to have a conversation with you about that, if you can spare some time. I was a council's tenant, and I got friendly with Mr. John Rawdon. Eventually I had a relationship with him.
Yeah.
And his family didn't really care about him. So when he died, he handed the property over to me, and I thought, well, look, you know, this could be the start of some trouble. You know, I don't know if I could afford the upkeep of this place.
Yeah.
And I've gone through every single way of trying to try to work out how I can pay. Now, as in my letter, you probably read something about, you know, I do very, very carefully. You know, if you offer a facility where people pay instalments,
yeah,
doesn't really help the situation when you simply don't have enough money. It's as simple as that.
No, it doesn't seem to.
I've got a couple of propositions. I mean, you see, one of the things I'm upset about is the fact that, you know, the lady I turned up with when I met you?
Yeah.
Well, she's just not paying out of principle, is what she said. I mean, she can afford it. I mean, she's buying all sorts of rubbish. She buys all sorts of crap.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, she's got learning difficulties. That's obvious.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, it's unfortunate. I mean, you know, people, you just, sometimes it turns out that way. I'm not that clever myself, you know.
Yeah.
I haven't got a degree or anything. I mean, I notice you're a highly professional person with, what, all those letters behind your name. I'm impressed.
No. I mean, they're not degrees or anything like that.
Yeah.
They've been throughout the course of my career, so...
Well, of course, yeah.
Yeah, I've been...
Well, I've never been... Oh, well done, you know, I mean, it's great. I mean, you know, if I would love to be a professional person.
Yeah.
It just turns out that I'm a benefit claimant, and that's all I'll be until I retire. Now, the truth is, I wasn't that confident about taking this property on, to be honest. I was a council tenant, and I was happy in council accommodation.
Yeah.
And I've come to the conclusion that I don't really think I can afford to live here. I mean, to be honest, I've worked it all out. I mean, there's a roof that needs doing... There's a wall at the front that has to be. I've got a quote for that. That's 1,860. It's just the costs are piling up and up and up.
Yeah.
Now the next thing that's going to happen, there's going to be a late payment, and I'm going to get another. Was it £50 plus £6 to £10 administration charge?
Yeah.
Now I don't really care where I live.
Yeah.
As long as I've got a roof over my head.
Absolutely.
I'd be happy to go back to council accommodation, and if I could have some sort of reliable private accommodation, that would be fine. But as I said, I just don't want to. I've been homeless, and I do not want to end up homeless again. I can't face it. And 62, I don't think I'd survive it.
No, exactly. No, I appreciate that. 100%, I appreciate that. I mean, you do have. You've got equity within the property that you're living in, aren't you? So
what does that mean, actually?
So, are you the sole owner of the chalet?
Yes, and I live here alone.